There are some changes. Number one, the Ways and Means Committee has been moved over into the Committee of Fiscal Oversight. So Fiscal Oversight will now be Fiscal Oversight / Ways and Means. I believe that's a good place for the Ways and Means Committee's functions and responsibilities, dealing with taxation issues mostly, and that will fit well into fiscal oversight. We also have split government accountability and fiscal oversight. We're going to create in this resolution a freestanding committee of government accountability, and we believe that is important, as this committee will be given the responsibility to delve into the operations of state government from an efficiency and accountability standpoint. Probably most of you members are aware that there was a contract that was granted by the Department of Economic Development to a gentleman in Cape Girardeau County that was later found out to be a felon, and the Department of Economic Development had approved some funding for a project that he was going to undertake there in Cape Girardeau, and that was found out. And so this is the type of thing that we want the Governmental Accountability Committee to look in and to delve into. It's not only Department of Economic Development, but all of state government, all the departments and the different divisions of state government. I believe this will be a very important committee and will carry out a function that has been needed by this body for a number of years. Also, as you look, you will find that the Committee on Veterans Affairs, Pensions, and Urban Affairs, we've added to it a responsibility, actually a new title called Emerging Issues. That will be added on to that committee. As we all, I think, can agree, with technology, new technology coming out each and every day, and new issues that are on the cutting edge of new technology, this committee can take up those types of issues and have some thorough and very in-depth debate and help direct this body and this state on how we implement that new technology and how it needs to be monitored. And so I think all these changes are very, very responsible changes, changes that need to be made. And with that, I move for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 10 and are open for questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? The senator from the 11th.
May I inquire of the senator from Stoddard?
Senator from Stoddard, yield?
Certainly.
You yield, you may inquire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, you and I have met about this, just for the members' benefit. The rules require that we use percentages, and you've followed those. Just as a point of clarity, in the actual resolution on pages 4, beginning on page 4, the part that is being bracketed out and then the new language is just the adjustment you're making on fiscal oversight and government accountability, correct?
That is correct.
You're just, while they might see a whole bunch being bracketed out, you're replacing it because you're redefining to adjust to create those two. What used to be one committee is now sort of a hybrid two.
It is, and why we, one other reason why we put Ways and Means with fiscal oversight is we didn't want to create more committees here in the Senate which generate more cost. As the members understand, under our economic and financial condition, we don't need to create more spending while we're looking at reducing other state departments and divisions of government. And so I think it dovetails nicely with fiscal oversight, also the responsibilities of Ways and Means, which, you know, could take up an issue such as fair tax, or maybe even tax credit reform would fit very nicely in the responsibilities of that committee.
And then, Senator, on page 2, I'm not sure if this is in the current title. I don't have the, but under Veterans Affairs Emerging Issues, is that
yes,
currently in the title?
No. Okay. Emerging Issues is a new title that we added to that committee. We just believe that in the future and even in this year that we'll see issues that are fairly new, dealing with new technologies in a whole array of different industries and businesses and state government. And so this will allow this committee a little greater scope of responsibility and mission. And we think it's important to, in today's age where technology changes so quickly, to have a committee that can deal with emerging issues.
So emerging issues would not necessarily be, could be, but is not less limited to pensions and the other matters the committee normally
does. No, it would broaden the scope. You know, they may want to, I don't know, they might want to talk about nuclear energy. I don't know, just a whole array of issues that may come up.